So I'm here now with my buddy, Jelmer Lelyveld. Hello.
Hello, Johnny.
Jelmer, can you explain how we kind of met? We're doing a thing called getting to know you on the show today and yesterday as well.
I live in Glasgow at the moment. I finished my master's in November from Glasgow University. Yay, woo! And I'm working at a Glasgow-based company now. Unfortunately, not working in the media as of yet. But still looking for like jobs in media. So if anyone's got a job, hey, hire me, you, thank you. The first moment I met you was at university back in Gloucestershire. And it must have been like sort of during induction week when we had like an introduction of a radio production course.
We were told to do an introduction to the person next to us, I think. And there was not really anyone next to me, but you were kind of the nearest, I think.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
Yeah, and then it was like, oh yeah, okay, we'll come and talk to you. And the thing I remembered about you was that you're from Holland, and that you, similarly to what I used to do, which was have your very own radio station in your own bedroom / garage.
Yeah.
And that you used to go to the dinner table and eat your dinner, and then you'd say, oh, excuse me, I just need to go and put another song on.
Yeah, that's so true. I'm like, oh yeah, excuse me, sorry, the news has just finished, I have to do another link.
I used to be the same. I used to be in my bedroom. I'd have my co-DJ, my brother, and then we'd make stupid radio together, but like it was fun. And then I did a digital radio station and then did other stuff and went to uni. Today we're gonna have a look at some life hacks with you. So the idea is that I've got some life hacks and Yama's got some life hacks, and we're gonna have a bit of a rundown of them and a chat around them. Alright, do you wanna go first or shall I?
Yeah, I've got a couple. I don't know which one to choose first. Stop what you're doing right now and type a long time ago in a galaxy far away, far, far away into Google. You're welcome. A long time ago in a galaxy far, far away. Oh my god! That is so cool! Wow.
I've done it now. Let's see what happens.
Wow. I have to describe this now. This is radio. I have to remember. What you get is you get Google. You get the intro of Star Wars, you know, with the opening titles. And I think you get the latest news on Star Wars. I heard from a colleague of mine that apparently a lot of people have been spoilering Star Wars online on social media.
But the thing is, things you don't like know that. Whether those things are actually real.
Yeah, yeah, true, yeah.
Because like, I could say, oh yeah, I watched Star Wars, and basically what happens is Thingy's in it, Chewbacca, and he gets shaved. And when he is shaved, he actually looks like Peter Kay.
No, I was going to say, is if you shave Chewbacca, is it like when you shave a poodle, there's hardly anything left? Like, it's like a chihuahua-sized dog or something like that, but then like Chewbacca.
Because I've seen, like, shaved cats and dogs and everything like that. And they just feel like not things that should be on this planet or that should not exist. It's like, oh no, I've got no hair!
Like extraterrestrial beings.
Yeah, like they could be as well. If you're not sure what to buy someone for Christmas, get them to guess what you got them, and then you have a bunch of ideas of what they want.
That is a pretty good idea. Do you ever know what to buy someone for Christmas? Because I never know what to buy someone for Christmas. I never know what to ask for Christmas either.
Yeah, luckily A3, my fiance, she gives me this list of things that she wants. But normally, well, the other thing as well is that A3's better at getting gifts than what I am. So normally it's the situation of, oh, what does so-and-so want for Christmas? I don't know. Oh, it doesn't matter. I'll get it. So she gets... A3 gets all of the Christmas presents. And I'm just like, yeah, we bought that.
I have to admit, Johnny, up until a couple of years ago, my sister always bought presents. When we would get presents for either like my mum or dad or their partners, it was always like my sister would buy something, I would chip in with some money, I would pay some money for the gift as well. And that was it, literally. It's like, yeah, we all got this. And like, oh, thank you very much, Yama and Nadine. Like, yeah, well, it's mostly Nadine, my sister, who did, well, she did all the things. She bought it and she thought of something, but yeah. Do you ever have difficulties with when taking pictures to smile?
Yes.
I've got that as well. I almost look like I'm really, like, sad.
But not natural.
Yeah, not unnatural. Yeah, when I do, like, a smile.
You look like an unshaven cat or a dog.
Yeah. You know, like, when you see, like, these, you know, on television, you see Hollywood celebrities, and they always know how to smile with their fantastic white, you know, bleached teeth and things like that. I'd have got the perfect smile. And I tried to smile in a picture. It doesn't... I almost look like... Yeah, oh, I so enjoy my time here. It looked like, oh. But anyway, this is a tip from Lifehacks. Think your camera smile looks forced or plain weird. Try laughing for the camera instead. It looks more natural. How would that make any difference?
You know, like when you smile naturally, your eyes smile as well?
Yeah.
So maybe it's more like that you look like you've got a proper smile on. I don't know if you ever see this, but when people's smiles go away... When you watch someone have a smile, so they laugh and they smile and that kind of stuff, and then they stop, right? Watch their face as it slowly goes back to normal.
Oh, that's weird. Yeah.
Yeah. And then the thing is, when you tell them that, they can't stop smiling. It's just going back to normal. To get rid of a hickey or a love bite.
What is that? I don't know. I am going to Google that right now. Oh my god, oh god, yeah.
So apparently one way of getting rid of them, or at least making them not as bad as what they are now, is that if you wet a spoon and then put it in the freezer for 20 minutes, take it out and put it over the hickey, it'll make it smaller.
I was going to say, why would you do this what one would normally do? Well, at least what I would do when I'd have a bruise, right? I'd put ice cubes in a tea towel, put it on the bruise for like 10 or 15 minutes.
I think that's generally the same thing, really, isn't it?
Yeah.
But it's a metal thing.
Yeah, it's maybe a bit colder. It feels, because it's metal, of course, yeah.
That it'll keep its cold longer and it might have a more intense cold temperature.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
The good idea is, actually, if you're going to do something like that, just do it on a person somewhere that people aren't going to see, so they're not embarrassed and have to wear a scarf everywhere. Thank you for that, Yelmer.
No problem at all, mate.
You can hear more of Yelmer with me and our friend Robin on the In the Dark podcast, which we used to do ages ago. So have a look for that. You can find links on my website, johnnyrobinson.co.uk.
Bye, Johnny.
Bye.
Bye.